Yes, I'm joined by Sally Lucas. It's that time of the week to talk all things travel. Good afternoon, Sally. Oh, hang on. There you go. Now you can talk.
Can I talk now? Thank you.
If I put the microphone on.
I've been given permission to speak. So you want to know what I'm going to talk about, don't you? Well, we're going to talk about some of the most sustainable cruise lines, seeing as we've got a fuel crisis at the moment. Also about some styles of holidays that use up your own energy and best travel apps for international travel.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we want some, sustainable travel holidays and, what with everything happening at the moment.
Yes, so, I think that's what we've got to look for, haven't we? And this is something that's been growing over the last few years. I mean, since time immemorial, cruising's been associated, you know, with luxury, pleasure, exploration, all of the above. But also it's the impact cruise tourism has on the environment, of course, because we've got a lot more ships now than we ever had before. So it is slowly changing, as I said, slow, and it is going from cleaner fuel options now, such as liquefied natural gas and hybrid battery systems. A lot of the companies now are banning single-use plastic bags, using purchases of sustainably grown food. And yes, so there are a few cruise lines now who are helping us make a better choice, if you like, if you want to be more sustainable, which I think we all should be in this day and age anyway. Mm. And of course, with the fuel crisis as it is at the moment, if you're using someone that's using not the fuel we depend on so much, but this new, as I said, liquefied natural gas or the hybrid batteries, you know, that's great. So it's cleaner fuel, it integrates with higher technology, and they're also looking at future fuels such as biofuels, hydrogen and methanol, setting up shoreside energy and installing state-of-the-art wastewater treatment and recycling. So this is all really great, I think. And there are a few companies. If you want to know what companies are more sustainable, I will give you a few that I have here. And of course, one of them that leads the list is Hurtigruten. And also HX, as they call themselves, they've got the expedition part of their company called HX Expeditions and Hurtigruten. Now, they have been really going down that path of car. So far, no ship has actually achieved complete carbon neutrality, but they're getting towards it. So that's the whole idea. Now, Hurtigruten brought in a ban on single-use plastics back in 2018 and a ban on heavy fuel back in 2009. So by last year, all seven ships of the Coastal Express now run on biofuel, which is derived from fish waste or hybrid power. So it's interesting, isn't it, what you can find out about it. So that's one company that's doing it. The other one who's been more sustainable, seriously, believe it or not, is the Disney Cruise Line.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so it's, even though its reputation is for fantasy on the high sea more, but their newer ships have silicon-based hull coatings to lower drag and increase fuel economy, and LNG is used to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions to 25%. Also, they have different features for energy and water that are available on each of the vessels that include heating and cooling on demand, LED lighting, recycling of condensation, also being cooking oil is recycled into biodiesel. So,
jeez. So who knew you could do all that?
That's what I'm saying. So until you start looking, you don't realise. Regent Seven Seas, who we talked about before, their parent company is Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. They're certainly as well, as is Viking Cruises, Oceania Cruises, and even Virgin Cruises. So there's quite a few companies out there, and there could even be more, you know, adding to that list, of course, who are at the moment trying to, you know, get to that point that they can say that they're sustainable cruising.
How can people find out?
Well, obviously, if you talk to your travel agent or if you just research the particular shipping company. So if you've chosen a cruise, say from, let's just say Norwegian Cruise Line or Carnival, one of the cruises, you need to go in, look at their blogs and just find out, you know what I mean, what they're doing. Or if you're booking through a travel agent, of course, they will check it out for you. Or if you're booking with the cruise line direct, of course, they should advise you as well. But you can go online, you can just Google sustainable cruise lines and you'll come up with a few different websites for you to have a look at. But yeah, so you've got that there available now. So it's a good thing to know. Mm. And it's a good thing if you can avail yourself of anyone who is doing something to help save our planet Earth. It's a wonderful thing and we should support it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and we'll talk a bit in the next one about the best travel apps for international travel and suggesting how we could use our own energy a lot better to save fuel.
Wonderful. All right, this is Talking Travel on 2NURFM. Travel apps.
Travel apps. And I guess, you know, we all know we have to use them and we all get a bit tied up sometimes with what you should use and what you shouldn't. You don't want too many apps on your phone. But, I mean, you could always delete them if you don't want them there permanently. But there are some good ones to get if you're travelling internationally that will be helpful. And I think that's what we want. We want help. And, of course, we've got such a bloody, as far as my French, not even French, is it? English, fast-paced world. You know, you really need sometimes to have something that can help you with directions, you know, just track what you're doing, you know, break down language barriers, all of that. Mm-hmm. So obviously Google Maps, we all know how good that is for navigation, walking direction, even offline maps as well. There's another one called No Roaming eSIMs. Now, what they do, you can use No Roaming. Of course, it's an eSIM app that actually offers mobile data in over 200 destinations. So it solves like one of your biggest pain points, of course, is how you can stay connected abroad affordably and reliably. So, and they offer fixed and unlimited eSIM data plans. You just need to have a look at no roaming. It's called KNOW roaming, two words, but no space between it. So, and also they've got a regional SIMs as well in 144 countries globally, 39 in Europe and 17 in Asia. So it's well covered if you need to do that. The other one, which I haven't used yet, but I know people that have, that is really good, is Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is for driving navigation and gives you real-time traffic updates. So if you're hiring a car, you know, you're road tripping somewhere, that is really, really great one to have. Roam to Rio has been around for a long time, but it's really great to compare transportation options between destinations. So they tell you how long it'll do it by bus, by car, by taxi, by rail, whatever. So that's a good one to keep in mind. Google Translate, obviously that one's a great one for translation if you're going to a country that hasn't got English as its main language, which is fantastic. TripAdvisor, of course, your reviews are always on those, which can give you ideas. I think sometimes take them a little bit, not so much with a grain of salt, but I think some people are overly critical of some hotel destinations because they don't realise, say, for example, when you go to Europe, a lot of them are small, old hotels with no lifts and stairs, so they give them a bad rap. Mm. You've got to realise that, you know, that's the style of hotel you're staying in. So just remember that. If you need a lift or you need all these extra bits, you've got to look for the right sort of hotel. So don't criticise it just because you booked the cheap hotel and expecting it to be five-star. Mm.
People are more sort of happier to whinge than they are to say, hey, this is really good.
The brickbats and bouquets, right?
Yeah.
So there's another one called Get Your Guide, which is you can use it for booking tours and local experiences. At the last minute, you might say, geez, I'd love to do a cooking class in Barcelona or whatever it might be. So that's a good one.
What's that called?
Get Your Guide.
Get Your Guide, okay. Mm-hmm.
There's another one called Time Shifter, and it is used for jet lag prevention. So it's created with sleep scientists to help you schedule how you adapt to new time zones. So it's good for like long-haul business trippers who are crossing multiple zones, etc. Uber, of course, safe, cashless transportation available in over 70 countries. Wise, I use that. It's used for international money transfers and debit cards. It's a really great one to use. Also, you've got currency apps now, like a calculator app. You've got XE Currency, which is the go-to travel app offering you real-time exchange rates, etc. And the other one, of course, is PackPoint, helps you to create and customise your packing list.
Oh, that's very good.
So, and the other one that I've had some people use, but I haven't yet because we're just travelling, usually the two of us, if you're travelling with a group, it's called Splitwise. And that splitting expenses and managing budgets when you're travelling with friends.
Ah, like splitting bills when you go out for dinner.
Yeah, so it's whether you're splitting a dinner bill or paying for a group Airbnb, or it tracks who owes what and, you know, at the end of the day exactly what you owe. And yeah, so that's a good one.
That's great.
Yeah. You've got Flush. I love it for finding nearby restrooms.
Very good.
So that's
very good.
A good one. And then there's Polar Steps, which is for travel journaling and itinerary tracking. It lets you log your journey in real time with photos, maps and notes. One of the best apps really for creating a digital travel diary if you want to do that. And then there's one called Priority Pass, and it's for finding and accessing airport lounges if you want comfort during layovers. It gives members access to over 1,300 airport lounges worldwide, offering Wi-Fi, food, showers and a quiet space. So that's good to know as well. Mm. So there's quite a few there.
Yeah, there's some great apps there.
Yeah.
Things you don't even think that you need, and then you go, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And depending on the style of holiday you're doing, you might need all of those. But some of those, like whether it's the flush or whether it's, you know, keeping track of your itinerary or your language, you know, your currency converter, I mean, they're all very handy.
Yeah. And I guess you could download them beforehand and see if you want them and if you like them. And if you don't, then don't just delete them again.
You can always delete them. So it's not like they're there permanently. You know what I mean? So just download what you need onto your phone when you go.
Your Station 2 and your RFM 103.7. This is Talking Travel and we are talking hot deals.
We're talking hot deals, but before we talk that, I just thought I'd continue on this sort of subject we've been talking about today with doing things more sustainably.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, we can all use our own energy. So we can go on a cycling holiday. We can go on a walking holiday. You could go on a horseback holiday. You know, so there's all a sailing holiday. How beautiful to be on a masted vessel cruising the Croatian coast or something. So we can all help in that regard as well. And we want to stay fit and active. But like a lot of the Auswalk, which does a lot of walking holidays, it's an Australian company, but they do the world. Like they've got walks, the Camino, you name it, you know, pilgrimage walks in Japan, the Great Ocean Walk, the Blue Mountains, you know, everywhere. But their whole idea is to travel responsibly and leave no trace. So they offset their emissions, power up with use of solar. They work with local conservation organisations to help maintain tracks. And they've also got an advanced ecotourism accreditation. So all of their walking holidays are designed to engage walkers as much as they can, but also to protect the value of the environment. And they want you to slow down. So they're talking about this, what they say is slow travel. So they have they've sort of perfected the notion, if you like, of walking pack free. So you're not walking with a heavy pack.
Oh, that's great.
Because you're focused on that and you're not enjoying what's around you. So you're travelling on foot without a heavy pack means you slow down, experience the world around you, the place, the people, and, you know, it's both eco-friendly and human-friendly. And just carrying a small backpack with less than a couple of kilos enhances your walking experience profoundly. And, of course, having access to a hot shower, a glass of wine, and a comfortable night's sleep, which they provide on their holidays, is also a good thing as well.
Oh, you're selling me, I tell you what.
Now, again, we've been talking about different companies, and Regent Seven Seas was one we said is more sustainable. They've got a cruise special on at the moment. It's not quite finished yet. It goes up till the 30th of April, subject to availability. Savings of up to 40% off their 26, 27 cruises, like from Africa to Australasia, the Pacific Rim, Japan, Southeast Asia, South America, and they have always unlimited shore excursions included on all their cruises as well, which is great. Now, Aurora Expeditions is celebrating women leading in expedition travel. So this is a lovely one they're doing as well, or two of them they're doing, which is one in February 27 and one in March 2028. So you've got time to save. But if you book now, you can get up to 10% off the one for 27 and up to 20% off the one for 2028. And that's women's only, with women expedition leaders and just women travelling into that wonderful Antarctic region.
Fantastic.
Coral Expeditions, now that's our own little local company here. They've got a nice little short cruise now. So if you're going up to Cairns and you just wanted a taste, they've got what they call diving into the reef adventures and island indulgence. So they're actually taking you around that whole lovely reef area out of Cairns, in where you go to vibrant coral gardens, you're snorkeling abundant. Did I say it right?
Among abundant.
Say it for me. Yes, marine life.
Right.
And also, of course, you're going to get beautiful sunset cocktails on an Icelandic sand cay. You're going to have wonderful seafood, tropical delights. You go to Hinchinbrook Island, Geranium Passage, Dunk Island, Mission Beach. That's in November 2026. And also they've got some lovely ones doing from Fremantle to Albany and back, doing Busselton, Eagle Bay, which we stayed last November, which is absolutely gorgeous. Two People's Bay, Augusta. That's a six-night cruise, October 26 and October 27. And there's four and six-night cruises in Tassie from Hobart back to Hobart in January 2027, doing Bruny Island, Maria Island, Freycinet and Port Davey. So lots of lovely little short expedition cruises that you can do. And again, they're technically quite sustainable as well. Viking, just to finish up with, their Explorers sail definitely ends 31 March. Now, it's running out, subject to availability, but you can either fly free, upgrade to business class, or save up to $5,000 per couple on 26 and 28 river, ocean and expedition voyages. So that's really fantastic. 21 rivers, all seven continents are covered, so pick which one, and you can still get up to 40% off, but by the end of March.
Wonderful. Lots of great ideas and deals today, Sally.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, if you're
interested... I could speak better. It would have been better today. I don't know what happened to my head this morning when I woke up. I said the same at Pilates. I said, I'm not here today. I don't know where I am.
That's all right. It's Tuesday. You know, we'll give you a couple of days to get into the week. That's it. So, yeah, no, but if you're interested in... I guess, checking on some of those apps that Sally was talking about, you can check 2NURFM.com.au and we'll pop them on our podcast so you can listen to Talking Travel again and pop those down, because I think you've got some great ideas today.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Not that you don't normally, but yeah, thank you.
That's all right. I haven't done anything like that for a while, more the tech side of things, so I thought it was important to do that, because I think the more you can do before you go on a holiday, the more plans, the better you're going to enjoy your holiday.
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll catch up with you next week, Sally. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amanda.
This is 2NURFM.